Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Atlanta at the Atlanta Regional Market, and I'm with Carrie Edwards-Isaac and Katie Ford. Ladies, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you, Kemp.
Good to see you.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Hey, what a way to start the year. We're going to talk about Shawl's new premium brand launch, your Anderson Tuftex brand. Before we get to that, though, let's give a quick background. Carrie, start with you. You've been at Shawl 25 years, and you've been working closely with Tim Balcom. So he's given you this assignment, and you're the vice president of Anderson Tuftex, right?
That is correct. 25 years. It's hard to believe. It's gone by really fast.
Well, a lot of your focus up until about a year ago has been on the commercial side, right?
That's correct. Yes. Most of my career has been with Shawl Contract. Had a great run there and enjoyed every minute and made a lot of beautiful friends and consider a lot of them family now.
Yeah, okay. And Katie, you're the director of brand strategy for this brand, and your entree into the flooring market was with Mohawk. Spent some time out in the field with them and then got hired by Beaulieu. Beaulieu brought you into the headquarters. And then how long have you been at Shawl?
I've been at Shawl for 2.5 years now. 2.5 fabulous years, by the way. It's been great being on the Shawl team.
And focused in hard surface up until now.
Yes, focused in hard surface up until about 9 months ago when I came on and started working on the Anderson and Tuftex brand.
All right, let me set the stage real quick because we had a meeting a couple weeks ago. Basically, Shawl's going to have three approaches from a brand strategy this year. You're going to have Shawl Floors, you're going to have Anderson Tuftex, and you're going to have the Cortec focus from a brand perspective on the residential side. Most everybody knows Tuftex, a legacy company, been out in California, manufacturer of California carpets there for a long time, and Anderson Hardwood Company that Shawl bought in 2007, based in South Carolina. So you're bringing those legacy facilities and the products made there and positioning them with one Anderson Tuftex brand, right?
That is correct, Kemp. We want to create one premium brand that both our customers and consumers can bring to market.
Now, there's a lot more to this story. I hope we can rush through some of this real quick. You guys have been doing a lot of research around the consumer, and there's a lot more than just a lot of people would say, okay, so they're taking that hardwood company and they're taking that California carpet company and they're just, you know, what, gluing them together. But that's not what you're doing, and I want to get into some of those details right now. First off, yes, the carpet sold under this brand will be made in California, and most of the hardwood will be made in the Anderson facilities. And by the way, Anderson's been known as an engineered hardwood floor company, and you will have some solid in this blend. And back to carpet, everything is branded nylon, both the Anso and Stainmaster brand, right?
Correct, yes. We will have our full portfolio of soft goods, which will include some custom rugs. So you'll have carpet and custom rugs, and then our beautiful hardwood assortment ranging from solid all the way to engineered.
And the people that are designing these products are working together. They're coordinating the styles so they work together. And they are those experts that are at those facilities. So your hardwood designs are being designed by people that are focused on that hardwood facility in South Carolina. And the Tuftex design, the design people, are actually still out in California, right?
That's correct. Our design studio for soft goods is on the West Coast, and our design studio for hardwood is on the East Coast. But even right before the holiday break, we had the two of them together. So we're trying to be very deliberate in our approach to design and using that inspired philosophy to bring that to market so that they're cohesive in the way that they look and the way that they feel and the story that we tell. We want to make sure that it's relevant to today's consumers and for the offering that our customers have in store.
And one more quick thing, the folks that represent this to the dealers, it's the Tuftex sales force. And so you've been training them over the last several months on the brand and on all the products. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, the Tuftex sales force, you know, they're a premium sales force within the Shawl family. When we started thinking about who we wanted to represent this great premium brand, it was just a natural fit to bring the Tuftex team in. We knew we had some work to do. You know, these guys are professionals at selling carpet, but we needed to get them up to speed on selling hardwood. So back in October, we started an intensive training with them where we brought our Tuftex team out to South Carolina and put them through intensive hardwood training and got them all up to speed on hardwood. That training still continues. We continue to put out videos. We plan on doing more extensive hardwood training as we move into 2018. But the team has embraced the hardwood line and are excited to get out and start selling it.
Okay. Now, a big part of this brand is the story that needs to be told to the retailer. And so real quick, just because, I mean, y'all have spent countless hours with two different brand experts, one IDEO and another one U30. One's in Boston, the other in Knoxville. But you've been doing both quantitative and qualitative. You've segmented the consumer. You've learned what the consumer's looking for. And with this specific brand, you're actually spending a lot of your positioning and focus on what they call a passionate pursuer, right?
That's correct. So about a year and a half ago, we launched an extensive study with IDEO out of Boston. That was the team we worked with. They have offices all over the globe. And we did two different projects. One was focused on modular flooring, and then that catapulted us into launching a little bit of a different look into Anderson Tuftex and how we might bring those two brands together. Were consumers interested in that? Were our customers interested in it? What did our salespeople think about it? So we used the design thinking model that we learned through this leverage with IDEO and employed that philosophy, if you will, through this brand strategy. That's really what we used as the foundation. Katie can speak to some of the specifics as it relates to how we went out into the world and asked a lot of questions and learned a lot along the way.
Yeah, really, it's about asking a lot of questions. You know, we knew who we had, the passionate pursuer, our target consumer. We really just set about going out and finding out what they were looking for. We asked them a lot of questions around product and around taglines and around wording and messaging and visual elements that they wanted to see to make sure that the messaging around Anderson Tuftex really related to what they were looking for out in the market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We also dove into their homes. We wanted to understand what drove them to make decisions about change in their homes or design in their homes. This is something we know they care about, and we wanted to understand how can we leverage the things that they talk about in a new way to bring this brand to market.
So the passionate pursuer is the focus. This is a lady who has got some disposable income and is looking to make her home very unique. You are designing these products to satisfy her needs, right?
Yeah, designing with her in mind. I mean, one of the things that we heard loud and clear from this particular type of consumer is that she believes her home is a direct reflection of her. She's got a great sense of style. She knows how to put a room together. She knows how to coordinate the flooring with the couch and the paint and everything that goes on in her home. She knows what she wants, and she's not going to compromise on anything to get the look she wants.
All right, so for rolling this out, we're here in Atlanta now. You're going to do these regional markets. You're also going to be at Surfaces this year with the first display that Shaw's had there for a while, right beside the Cortex space. And then I think most everything is going to be rolled out into the marketplace this spring, right?
That is correct. We will be at all the major markets that Shaw puts on every year. And then in addition to that, Surfaces, as you mentioned. And if you're listening out there, we encourage you to join us at Surfaces. You will not be disappointed. We have a beautiful way that we're going to showcase our products and really help you understand this new brand vision. And we hope that you'll stop by and see us and say hello.
Actually, on January the 8th, you're opening a new site. That's the Anderson Tuftex site, right?
Yes, we launch our brand new Anderson Tuftex.com website. It's going to be great. Get that kicked off. Can't wait to get that out in the digital space.
All right. It's great to be with you, and good luck on this launch in the next couple of months. Again, been talking to Carrie Edward Isaac and Katie Ford, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaLady.net.